From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad has killed more than 100 people and has wounded scores. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the blast in the Qurrata district, saying Shiites were targeted. Iraq's defense minister met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Stuart Jones, Sunday. They discussed how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against the Islamic State group. In a second attack, five people were killed by an explosion in Baghdad's Shab area. The two blasts occurred while many people were in the streets after a day of fasting from Ramadan. Bangladesh has observed 2 days of mourning after Islamic terrorists killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny IS involvement. Home Minister Asaruddin Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group.
All are our homegrown, our national. It is not from other countries. It is all our national, our people.
Khan described the attackers as well-educated and from wealthy families. Among the 11 men and 9 women killed are 9 Italians, 7 Japanese nationals, 2 Bangladeshis, 1 Indian, and 1 American. Kuwaiti officials say they have arrested 5 Islamic State militants who had been planning attacks. They say the group was planning an attack on a Shiite mosque in the predominantly Sunni nation. Reuters reports the government officials believe the militants were planning assaults on 3 targets. This is VOA News.